usually this time of year, we would be looking forward to a number of blood drives at high schools and colleges and universities. And, you know, many of those are continuing, but a lot has changed with the school year. And so we have to look at some different strategies in reaching those donors and then replacing those donations as needed according to the numbers with blood drives in different venues and making the rest of our blood drive schedule stronger.
The Labor Day weekend is always especially important. What are you doing to encourage more donations at this time?
We do have a special promotion or, you know, a way to thank donors who make time for blood donation. It's a $10 gift card. We know that people don't give blood in order to put money in their pockets or a gift card in their hand, but it's a way to express that appreciation because, you know, it's such a different time right now, and people look for, you know, lots of different ways to help. The use of blood and donated blood continues, whether there's a pandemic or no pandemic, continues on a holiday weekend, a three-day weekend, in spite of that day off. So we've got to have strong collections, you know, before and after the holiday to make up for that shortfall.
What health and safety precautions are donation centers and blood drives taking during the pandemic to make sure that there's no transfers or contaminations or anything like that?
Yeah, it's really important for the blood center to maintain a healthy and safe environment regarding infection control for donors and staff alike. Appointments are now required for every blood donation. The point there is to control the number of people coming through the facility or the blood drive at any given time.
I understand the blood center recently passed a milestone for collecting plasma from donors who have recovered from COVID-19. Why is that significant, and how are these donations being used?
You know, the COVID-19 convalescent plasma is a blood product that is used in hospitals to help treat patients with a current infection. So someone very seriously ill with a COVID-19 infection would receive plasma that is given by a donor who themselves has already recovered from COVID-19 infection. We've crossed 1,000 units of COVID convalescent plasma that we've been able to provide for the hospitals that we serve. Certainly, you know, we're pleased to be able to provide this treatment. Research on how effective and helpful it is underway, or it's been ongoing throughout this process.
What are they hoping that these are able to do, and what ways can they help?
This is given to people who are hospitalized. The thinking is, and this has worked in the sense of similar viruses have been treated in this fashion. And so to talk about the effectiveness of the treatment, it's really understanding if this is effective or not within the context of COVID-19. So the thinking is that by delivering antibodies from someone who has recovered, that's going to support the immune system of a patient who's currently fighting the infection.